We talk a lot here on RNIB Connect Radio about accessibility of the arts. Well, Vocalise is a national charity providing access to the arts for blind and partially sighted people through audio description in theatres, museums, galleries and heritage sites. When the COVID pandemic forced many theatres to go dark and many museums, galleries and heritage sites to close their doors, Vocalise started up The Interval, a weekly email newsletter highlighting online accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are going to be joined on a regular basis by Jess Beale from Vocalise to share some of the upcoming accessible events from The Interval. Hello, Jess, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thanks for having me here today.
Firstly, Jess, for those who don't know much about Vocalise, could you explain a bit more about Vocalise and what you do?
Yes, thanks, Toby. So, yeah, as you say, so Vocalise, we are a national charity and we operate across the whole of UK, providing blind and visually impaired people to be able to access all aspects of the arts and culture. So this could be by attending an audio described theatre performance. We also go to museums and galleries and provide tours where with audio description. It might be a recorded tour, or you might actually have a live audio describer and curator of an exhibition with you to go around, often including object handling sessions as well. We provide visual awareness training and guiding to make sure that the staff are fully aware of how to provide the assistance that's needed.
For our first Vocalise The Interval here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are going to highlight a few upcoming accessible events, and we start with Slow Looking at the Photographer's Gallery.
That's right. Thanks, Toby. So this is an event taking place on Saturday the 6th of February, and it's at 3 o'clock. It's a free online event on Zoom, and our audio describer, Caroline Dawson, is going to take you through three photographs by the artist Basanta Yaganathan. I apologise if I've pronounced the name wrong. So there are three photos that have already been audio described. You can go to the website of the Photographer's Gallery to get a sneak preview. And then the event itself, as I say, on Saturday. And you'll be able to listen again to the audio descriptions of this and previous events if you've missed any of them. Yes, they do go into great detail about the photographs themselves, explaining the different colours and, you know, what's in them, the scenery, really giving you a feel of that you're actually looking at the photo. And there's discussion as well around it. So if there's something that you're not clear about with the description, you can ask to get it a bit more clearer in your mind's eye. The session normally lasts for about an hour. So this series of slow looking audio described talks and discussions has been one of the regular online events taking place right from the start of our first lockdown, taking their events from the gallery to online. Obviously, it's been a challenge for everyone, and not only people watching have had to adapt, but the audio describers themselves. So we've recently published an article on the Vocalise website with Caroline's experiences of taking the descriptive tours online, and also how blind and visually impaired people have found the experience as well.
And now we move to some sense adventures, and I think a creative writing workshop.
Yeah, that's right. So Sense Adventures, they provide virtual experiences for blind and visually impaired people. And these are often also run by blind and visually impaired people themselves. And coming up on Friday the 12th of February is an online creative writing workshop. So these, again, there's been a series of them so far. And this next one is from 7 to 9 o'clock, and it's being run by creative writer Megan Paul. She has an MA in creative writing and has been leading these sessions so far. So this one, obviously, we've got Valentine's Day coming up, so preparing ourselves for that. If you want to write a love poem or love story to somebody, this is the session for you. It's all about love, and but not also, you know, the easy love parts, also, you know, the difficult things about love and challenges of it. So it's a session where you can explore your creative side and get pen to paper and tell someone how much you love them. It's £10 to attend these workshops, and You can register online. The email address to contact for a booking is dee@senseadventures.co.uk.
We now move to the South Bank Centre and Unseen Photography Exhibition.
Yeah, that's right. So we're back to photography again, this time with an online exhibition at the South Bank Centre. Photographer Susie Lark has produced an exhibition of photos exploring all about our inner struggles with our mental health and isolation. So kind of in response to the pandemic, really, and showing human struggles. It's an online video that you can watch. It's got audio description and it's available on the South Bank Centre website. You can watch this until the 28th of February. It's available there online. As I say, it's all audio described. There's 15 photos which are described. It takes you all through them, again, giving you the detail and a sense of being at the exhibition. Susie Lark is the photographer from this exhibition, and it's called Unseen.
We now move up to Scotland and the National Theatre of Scotland with Scenes of Survival.
So the National Theatre of Scotland have produced a whole series of short films. There's over 50 which are available to watch on YouTube. The series is called Scenes for Survival. And again, it's people's responses to the pandemic. And the latest video, which we have highlighted in the interval, is called Future Perfect, in brackets, tense. So this is a short film. It's only 15 minutes. And so, you know, we all have difficult decisions to make in life. And often you wonder if you've made the right one or not. So this is basically somebody having a phone call with their future self to see if those decisions have paid off or not. And yeah, you have to have a watch to see if the decisions paid off. Might not have been quite as reassuring as she thought they were going to be.
Oh, sounds very exciting. Jess, if people would like to find out more about the items we have chatted about today, sign up to The Interval, or just find out a bit more about Vocalise, where can they go to find out more?
The best place is to go to our website, www.vocalise.co.uk, where you can read all the editions of The Interval that have been published since last year. So we've just published number 42, quite incredible. So it's published every Thursday, and it's got the links to all the different events and videos and workshops where you can sign up. It's all on our website. We also have our Facebook and Twitter pages where it's also published each week. So, and you can sign up online to register to get The Interval direct to your inbox as well. Again, just through our website, you can sign up and then it's ready waiting for you when you wake up on a Thursday morning.
Thank you, Jess Bill, for chatting with me today here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I look forward to our next Vocalise The Interval here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.